We ran out of time to talk about anything else, any other access arrangements. So how about next week? And you will remind me next week.
I'll try.
Because you know what my brain's like. What are we doing today? But I'd had this question during the week. We'll talk about other reasons a landlord may need to access your premises as a tenant and what notice periods they require to do that. And again, if some of the stuff you've listened all too quickly and you didn't quite catch onto it, there's two ways of finding out. Play the podcast back, 2nm.com.au. Or via the John Flood Estate Agents, johnflood.com.au website. Go to links, 2NM radio show. Click onto the podcast or give...
Or get in touch with you.
...me a call and I'll explain it all to you. No trouble at all.
Don't get in touch with me because I won't be able to explain it half or even an eighth as well as Sandy Good.
And before we go, we mentioned at the beginning of the show about roof colours and external building products. Well,
okay,
we've been...
Yeah, yeah.
Told that white roofs are the coolest roofs around and that white roofs will help buildings absorb less heat and stay cooler during these hot days as we now approach the new summer.
Into winter, yes.
Research has uncovered that when a roof is painted white, it is able to reflect heat away from the building rather than absorbing it. Reflective paint on commercial building roofs reduces the energy used to cool the building also.
Ah.
So, if we look at that, roofs in buildings that are painted white will in theory reduce carbon dioxide emissions and are also a low-cost solution for making a building more sustainable because you have an opportunity to choose a colour in any case,
mm-hmm.
So why not choose white?
Go green
Doesn't
and be
cost,
white.
Well, go, that's right.
Go white and
well,
be green.
They say white is the new red. That going back a decade, red was the most popular colour.
Well, the red roofs of Sydney used to be, didn't it? All the tiling, the terracotta.
But Colourbond roofs, in theory, white roof now. If you're going to get a Colourbond roof, you've got to choose a colour anyway. Why not choose white? And the other thing, I suppose, in addition to that, if our air conditioners aren't working quite as hard, not only are we cutting down carbon dioxide emissions, but we're also saving
direct
energy
heat
bills.
There, yeah.
That's exactly right. More information on that can be available. This report was actually put together by the City of Melbourne and University of Melbourne. You can actually go to, I know it's outside our state, but it works everywhere. Go to melbourne.vic.gov.au and it actually has all that information about white roofs and the like. But again, I would suspect that if you're talking to your BASICS registration person when you're building a home, that would... Yeah, maybe, I don't know, maybe it increases the number of points you can get towards your BASIC certificate and those that aren't
it may well.
With BASICs. BASICs is the legislation that requires us to have energy and water efficient buildings as we build new homes and buildings in New South Wales.
It's about things like roof tanks or tank water and all that sort of thing,
right.
Isn't it?
So correct.
We've got to head towards a sustainable future.
That's it.
So you can go green by going white. I'm still confused, but no, it makes sense. Sandy, that's it for today. Thanks very much for joining me. The Real Estate Show shall return next Saturday. And as Sandy so beautifully pointed out earlier on, you can catch it on podcast at johnflood.com.au or 2nm.com.au on 981 2NM, the heart of the Hunter. We'll see you next week. Thanks, Sandy.
Thanks, Max. See you all next week.
Bye-bye.